Pissarro creates this shady forest landscape near Pontoise in 1875. He interchanges palette knife and brush on the same canvas, a technique Cézanne was also using in various works at the time.
That creates a truly unique textural surface that I've never seen anyone else utilize and which they never did again. Almost like musicians changing the instruments and creating this very strangely dense, interesting surface.
To work inside the forest is a far different issue than what we've seen with other landscapes. Here they're surrounded by masses of foliage, and obviously they're not going to try and represent every leaf. And they have to make some bold simplifications. Both of them use the geometric armature of the trees as a way of dividing up the pictures most beautifully in the margins, like a sequence of musical movements.
5 years later, in the picture to the right, Cézanne is still using the geometry of the trees to organize his composition.
This high moment in their relationship has had a liberating impact on Cézanne. You see already the brush marks going in different directions, the autonomous brush strokes getting more and more solidity. What I find absolutely fascinating is this white brush stroke that floats here on the water surface, almost like a silence in the middle of a musical page. I mean, it's so daring. What does it depict exactly? Cézanne can do that now. He's been liberated.